You're listening to Chai with Sid Ahmed. For more content, visit SidAhmed.com.
Hello and thank you. Good afternoon. This is Sid Ahmed, and check out our channels on our website, SidAhmed.com. Follow our social handles, DM me, and I would be more than glad to respond to you for any of your questions, what you may have. This is a session where I'm talking about some of the questions what our audience has had asked on DM. This is a question by Gunnar on Instagram, what he had asked me this asked this question. The reason why I wanted to do a video is more so that the rest of the audience could get an idea in terms of what Gunnar had asked, and so that we can share with the rest of the community as well, and it could there could be some learning moments out of that. The first question is, please give me some ideas and tips on how to become an entrepreneur. How to become an entrepreneur, the way I look at it is, as an entrepreneur, for an entrepreneurial mind, the way you want to look at it is, how is it that I am fixing a particular gap? Trying to find out where there is a gap in the industry. Let me break it down a little bit. Let's say you live in a particular community where there is no pizza shop, all right? So does the community need a pizza shop? And by you opening a pizza shop, is it going to make a big difference? And do you have consumers for that? That's the way to think about it. Another practical example, what you can think about is within the community where you live in, what are the things which are not available where people are traveling far away? How is it that I can do something in that? So that's a gap, and you have to try and figure out how you can address that particular gap. Another way to look at it is if you think about in the U.S., there is from fifth grade or from elementary school prior to fifth grade, students are taught how to the spirit of entrepreneurship or how to become an entrepreneur through putting up lemonade stands, a small lemonade stand, so that it gives you an idea about how you make money, how you spend your money, what is the cost involved, and how do you make profit out of it. So the concept about lemonade stand is a fantastic idea in terms of how to hone the skills of entrepreneurship. Another way to think about, or one of the recommendations what I would have, or what I have, is about try figuring out buying and selling things and how you're going to make money. It could be anything, whether you're selling it to your friends and family, to the community, whatever you're planning to, just experiment on a few small things, what you can do, and how is it that you can make money out of it. One of the recommendations, the key recommendation is before you start your business, make sure that you have a customer before you start your business. You need to know if there is going to be a demand for that particular product, and you don't want to start a business and there's no demand for it. So you're going to be stuck with everything what you've purchased, and you're going to end up in a loss. So it is very important to start a business with this in mind, stating that, you know what, there is a consumer, and it is so important to have your first customer even before you start your business. Last but not the least is, I would say, do not borrow money for starting a business. When you're experimenting with ideas, and even if you start a real business, make sure that you have enough cash reserves to experiment and start the business, because you don't want to be in a situation you start your business and you end up in a loss, and you are in a much difficult situation. All right. So thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Check our website, SidAhmed.com, and you can follow our social handles and ask me any question. I'd be more than happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Chai with Sid Ahmed. Please write a review and share this podcast to those who you think would benefit. If you'd like more podcasts, shows, videos, and articles, or simply would like to connect with Sid, please follow Sid on social media at SidVDart or visit us at SidAhmed.com.